Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must-listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Hi, it's Janine Vosper. Welcome to this episode of the We Are Women podcast. I have the super talented Nairi Roos with me. Now, Nairi has generated over $47 million in webinar sales, consulted on major global marketing launches, and is deep into the world of lead generation, conversion, optimization, and AI. So if there's anything there that you've just gone, whoa, okay, now I'm interested, keep listening and watching. After leaving corporate in 2008, she built businesses generating over $20 million in revenue and co-founded Explosion Marketing. Now as a webinar conversion specialist, Nairi helps coaches, consultants, and service-based entrepreneurs transform their online training events into client-generating powerhouses through her proven storytelling frameworks, taking businesses from invisible to irresistible through both live and automated webinar funnels. Welcome, Nairi. I know when I first met you and we were talking about this, I thought, oh, this is going to be a really interesting topic for the podcast. I'm so glad you could be on.
Thank you, Jeanette. Thank you for inviting me, and I hope it is interesting and adds some real value to your listeners today, because I love talking about this.
The Explosion Marketing, tell us, because that's a collaboration, isn't it? It's not just you. And I think a lot of people forget when they're in business for themselves that you can build success by collaborating.
Absolutely. Yes. So I'm one of the co-founders. There's myself and my husband in the business. So there's only us two. And then, of course, we've got staff. But we built the business as we started out as a digital marketing agency. And he essentially looks after the agency now. And what I do is I work with clients, because my passion is really webinars and helping our clients to build JV partnerships as a foundation in their business. So that's what I really focus on now. But yeah, collaborations work really well, especially when you've got really good partners to work with, and there's all sorts of things you can be doing. So it's really important not to narrow your focus too much and think, well, I've got to always do everything by myself, because there's always complementary things you can be doing and working with some amazing people doing it.
And that's an important factor, as you said, that getting other people to do other things. Because if you've got a marketing business, a digital marketing, as you said, you're drawn towards the webinar and the JV components, but there's all of the other marketing components and copywriting and all of the digital aspects that if you tried to do that all, then your business wouldn't have never had opportunity to grow.
No, it doesn't have the opportunity to grow. And it's one thing I really see and I really feel for solopreneurs, because they're often trying to do everything and they're trying to wear 50 different hats. And why they do this is for a number of reasons. Sometimes it can be, you know, purely around, you know, revenue and not having enough revenue to get other people engaged to do that. But there's certainly, you know, I think it's very hard on those people. And I think being able to get other people in and help is really good. And one of the key things that we've actually really taken a handle of in our businesses and for our clients is actually building specific AI tools that are very, you know, very tightly prompt engineered. So they can help our clients to get through some of that and to actually produce things like their copy and their social media content, their webinar slides, completely everything right through from launch to post-launch, and also all their affiliate marketing or JV marketing materials. So I think AI is a really good tool, and it helps people like that are stuck in that situation. But I just want to reinforce for everyone that AI is a virtual assistant. Okay, so you've got to check everything. It's not the be all and end all. So I don't think you can just put something in a chat GPT and it's going to give you exactly the gloss that you need, because that will never happen. Never.
I 100% agree with you, and I've been using it now for a few years, ever since it started. And so my chat's got to know me very well and can speak like I can speak most of the time. But I find sometimes it'll just get a date wrong. I'll give it a date, or it'll have the day wrong. Now, that's not the date, the day of that particular thing. And I haven't checked some of those, just assuming that I check the copy, but not the details. And yes, I've been caught out a couple of times. So yes, it's a very, very good point. Now, reading your bio, we talked about generating $47 million in webinar sales, and also $20 million in revenue for businesses. How old is Explosion Marketing, and what got you into that from what you were doing?
Okay, so we basically created and founded Explosion Marketing at the beginning of 2008. And so we've been going strong since then. I actually stepped out from the agency probably about 7 years ago because of my passion in the webinar and JV marketing space. But I still do a lot of work around the agency as far as the type of work, such as building funnels and helping our clients do that, and email automations. But what made me jump was actually I was just totally burnt out from the corporate world, and I'd had enough, Janine, and I just wanted to get out so badly. And I had a lot of leave up my sleeve, so I was very lucky that I had that. And so I took that leave and I thought, well, I'm going to try and build my own business because I've got very transferable skills, and let's just see how this plays out while I'm on leave, and with a bit of luck, I will never go back. And so within the first week, I had my first client, and it's all history from there. I never went back. So it's just been an amazing journey. And it's so much better working for myself, and it's so much more satisfying to be, able to really help people and make a difference. Because in the corporate world, things move very, very slowly, and it can become very mundane and monotonous. And I was working sort of 60 to 80 hours a week because I was in high profile management positions. And now I've got a life back. So instead of sort of, living to work, I'm now working to live. So it's really great to be able to do that.
It makes a ton of difference, and it's a big reason why a lot of people step out of corporate and get in their own business. I have to admit, I was the opposite to you. I'd used up every holiday and used up every single, I was in the senior management role, but I used to put my next holiday as my screensaver, and I'd done a lot of travel around the world, and so I had no long service left after 20 years and no holiday days either. But I had a very good time. But you know what I had done though? I had started my, and this is something that I encourage a lot of people to do, start planning a business while you are working, and fund the training that you need to run a business. You've got people who have the skills that they have for the as a technician in whatever it is, but the what you need to set up a business and run a business. Use that your working capital from having a job to invest in that before taking the leap, because it takes, the usual thing is about 3 years you've got to be able to fund yourself. So it's a couple of ways to look at it, or use up the holidays as you did. My husband went to do that when he's in construction and he was with the government, so he had 12 weeks long service leave due. So he started working with my dad as a builder, and the first week out, he's up on the roof, walked off and broke some ribs. But that was the end of his little venture out into private enterprise.
That's terrible, yeah.
Yeah.
But look, they are the just sage wisdom there. Yes, starting to build your business before you leave your corporate job is brilliant, because you can do it part time And you can then you've got a cash flow to sort of back you up, and you're not worried about where your next client or where your next re you know, where your revenue is coming from. So that's a very smart way to do it, yeah. And
I actually,
certainly.
sorry, I didn't mean to drop. I actually stepped back for 4 years into a 5-day fortnight as well.
That's
So work full time, and then just before I left, the 4 years before that, it was a 4-day fortnight. Built up the networking connections, got out to events, built the business, funded the points that I needed, the website, everything that was the education I needed. Yes, and then stepped into it and had a lot more opportunity for success then.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really smart way to do it. And things have changed now. It's harder these days than it was sort of 20 years ago to sort of step out. It's different. The world is so different. So, you know, whereas I was able to get away with it very quickly, back in 2008, I think it'd be a far bigger challenge to expect yourself to really, for things to change, because after particularly what happened in 2020 to us all round about then, the world has changed, and there is so much noise online now as well. And how you
It's a
market.
very different world, and people can reach you easier, but they can reach other people easier. So, just about digital marketing, I have a lot of content on my website and put a lot of content out, and I'm everywhere, Nairi, you know that. And I get inquiries in that people have Googled me and find me, and then get from those. Mostly get clients out of them, but that's taken years of really continuous, conscientious work to get to that space where you're the go-to when you Google something. It's different if you're looking for a product, but when you're looking for a service, it's a very different space.
Absolutely, and depending on how competitive it is in the, you know, the service area that you're in as well. And that's where positioning is so important and your messaging is so important, because people talk about being able to stand out from the crowd, but you truly need to be able to do it and deliver in a very different way. And you've really got to think about that in a strategic sense. So everything I do is very strategically focused with not only myself, but with my clients as well. Because if you haven't got structure, and you don't know where you're going, then you're never going to get there, because you don't know what your destination is. So it's really important to build that framework underneath you to be able to move yourself forward. And no.
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
No.
I sort of think you finished. What were you going to say?
And just making sure that one of the key things I often see people do is they think they've got to be on every social media platform, and that. Bad thing. Focus. Focus is so important. And not only when you're building your business, but these days having focus and not being sort of see that glittering thing over there. So I've got to have that and that glittering thing over there. It's that, and that's a thing that is not easily learned. It takes years to learn that. And I've got a shelf full of what I call my shelf education, where I had to buy those glittery things. But yeah. So just,
That's an important, it's that's a really important lesson. And the other thing that I think is really important is when people jump into their business, they'll go, okay, so I need to get a book, I need to get a website, I need to be on all of these sites, I need to be doing this, 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 and this, I need to be out there and talk about burnout. It's and they spend money on things without any real return on anything because they're so scattered everywhere. And that's what people, will be the same with you or, and me because we've been doing this for so long. They look at us and say, "Wow, you've got the books, you've got everything, but it's been one step at a time."
Yeah, absolutely. And look, when you're first starting out, you don't have to have all that glittery stuff. You don't even really need to have a website, because you know, one thing I always say to my clients is you've got to proof what you know you're creating. It's no good spending, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 on a huge website and, you know, products and or product service delivery sort of options and membership portals and all this, when you haven't proved and tested that the market really wants what you want. So one of the key things I often say to my clients is, test it out with people that would be your ideal clients and just start running a few webinars and see what comes from that, because you can build as you go. And, just being prepared to actually just start doing things and accepting that perfection is not always achievable, and you don't have to worry about perfection. It's good to be real and just be yourself. And, you can get those, beautiful looking websites and things down the track as you grow, but it shouldn't stop you and shouldn't be your first priority. Really testing what you're going to be offering in the marketplace is so important, because I speak to a lot of people and I hear so many stories where people say, I've spent $50,000, I've spent $100,000, and I've got nothing to show for it. And I think, well, you poor person, but you're a fool. You should have been smarter with where you put your money, and you should have really tested what you're doing. I don't say that to them, but that's what I think, because you've got to be really frugal with what you do, and you've got to be, as I said, you're strategic in everything you do, and it's so important.
That's great advice, is that strategic. And when I started doing webinars are a great way because you can invite people in to see your level of expertise. I mean, that's what when I first started doing them, 15 years ago, I had particular webinar programs. There wasn't even Zoom then. It was GoToWebinar I was using, and I remember the first one I did and created the whole thing, and it to a formula because we know that it works to a specific formula. I had training on how to do that. Put it all together, and I had 14 people on, and I said to them, I get feedback, and but I'd love your comments, but if you've got any questions, leave it till the end. And it was very different. Zoom now, you can interact, you can see what people are chatting, and but GoToWebinar was a bit tricky. So there was 90 something slides, and but I was very fast, and it was a 45 minute presentation. And I got to the end, and then I looked over in, because it was different than Zoom. You couldn't see the comments. I looked where the comments were, had to open a separate thing up, and it was, we can't see any slides.
I've done that. I've done that.
I got to the end. They had the first slide, and eight people bought into the program just from what I'd said.
That's awesome.
8 out of 14. Isn't that, yes, it was a learning on so many levels, because I'm not a perfectionist, although I do like to do things well, and I'm usually very competent at everything. It just, things are easy for me. But I do like the things to look good, and I'd spent so much time on that presentation. I didn't see anything. It was really interesting.
Yeah, but it just goes to show your messaging and what the story that you were telling and the journey that you were taking on was effective without the pictures and the pretty slides and everything else, which is a real test of what you were putting out there at the time. And I've done that so many times, or I've done that myself, Janine. So one of the key things I always say now at the beginning of my presentation, and even when I'm switching screens, is, can you see my slides, or can you see what I'm demonstrating? Because I've fallen into that trap too many times.
Well, with Zoom, it's easy to get some feedback immediately, but the GoToWebinar was a different space. I don't know whether you ever used that at all, but
Yeah,
it was a different. Anyway, it's,
it's very clunky, very clunky.
it
I don't.
was very, very clunky, and I it was the days of Skype as well.
Yeah, but I don't think GoToWebinar's changed much over the years either.
I don't think
Still
so.
clunky.
No, no. So, yes, it, oh, now, because I mean, that's the part of it. You get interaction from people. You all of that is happening while you're doing it. It's quite different. But.
Yeah, and that's so important when you're doing a webinar, is taking the time to ask questions, to get them engaged in the chat. I don't ask them to actually take themselves off mute and talk, because simply I've been caught before, and all you need is one person trying to take you down a rabbit hole, and then you're sort of getting derailed and it's very hard to pull things back in. But definitely taking the time to watch your chat, ask the question, and respond to what they're putting in the chat so they know that you're taking notice. You're not just, going from slide to slide to slide asking questions, but not taking any interest in what their journey has been like.
Yeah, I tend to now have each section. I have like a question mark thing that it reminds me as well to ask the questions and stop. And they know then that's a question time. And but I again, I don't open the microphone up. I'd be caught there too, Nairi. It's an interesting when someone it's becomes quite personal rather than general as to
Yeah.
your training. The we talked about people wearing too many hats in business, but it takes them when you're doing that, you're not doing anything really that well when you're trying to do everything, are you?
No, I don't believe so because you've got to stick to your zone of genius, okay? So if you're a brilliant life coach, what do you know about building websites? What do you know about building CRMs out? And it doesn't mean I'm not saying you can't learn, but every hour, or the time you're spending on that, you're actually taking away from business development. So your focus should be on developing your zone of genius and really interacting with people that can help you to build your business and getting all that other stuff done by people that actually know what they're doing. And I think that's also important too, because what someone that is really good at building sales funnels or webinars or whatever that may look like, or your CRM out, would take them probably a fifth of the time that it might take you. And even if you do get it finished, or you don't throw your hands up in frustration and go, I've got to hire someone anyway because I've just made a total mess of this. So, you've just wasted all that time. So really pick your zone of genius and focus on your business and where you're really good and get all that other stuff around you that you need to actually market and position your business developed by someone else. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't understand. I think it's really important that you understand what's going on. But I think if you're getting the right sort of support and assistance, then it takes a whole lot of pain out of your world.
I 100% agree. I am setting up a because I'm traveling and well, this will be, we're being the strategist that I am and the planner. We're having this conversation in November 25, which will probably go live about August 26, which means the way I was going to say something sort of doesn't make sense when I was going to say it as of now. But because for my travels, I created another online training course, a very inexpensive sales made simple course for people that are starting out, hate sales, and they just want really easy steps to work through to figure out what the priorities are. It creates a really good foundation. I set it up on a platform that I bought into years and years and years ago that was a bit iffy, but now is it works really well. I'd forgotten about it, and I can set up the training program and I can set up the automatic payment, and so everything happens when I'm not there. But I don't know it well enough, so I got somebody to set it up for me because I put the training programs in, that was my stuff. And then how we do the rest of it and the landing page and everything in this particular platform. So look for an expert, it's Groove, and look for an expert on Groove who could do that for me because I had the free platform. Well, it wasn't free when I put into it years ago, and I thought, well, I may as well use it. And yes, it just meant I could just hand it over to someone else because that's not my thing. I put the program, the planning on the program on there, and even that was, oh, how does this work? How does this work? And it just went, okay, I'm not going to even attempt the next part.
And that's very wise and good decision making, because particularly when you're getting onto platforms that get technical and there's integrations with payment gateways, and there's emails that need to go out and certain things like that. One little thing can bring it undone. And those few little things, if you're making consistent mistakes with it, will cost your reputation in the long run and your credibility. And it's just not worth it. It's
No.
really not worth it.
No, that's the thing is I don't want, oh, excuse me. I don't want people paying for something and then not getting the product either. And that's
No.
an important factor. So that is such a, we're both on the same page with that, is getting the right people to help you. And I know it's the way you do the webinars now, because you've got AI to help you with the creation in a particular format that you're finding very successful. That's sort of the next step. Because why webinars? Why are webinars useful?
Well, webinars are great because once you get, you can take people on a journey. Okay, so you can actually tell a story, and if you're targeting your market really well with their needs and their pain points, then you can actually, you know, take them on that journey. And webinars are great because you can interact with people, whereas on social media you can't get that familiar out, you can't, you know, sort of do that. And you can get a whole group of like-minded people together and then get them into a coaching program, and you build a really nice community and network of people, which is fantastic. And of course, webinars, when you know you've got your webinar really honed in and dialed in, then you can turn it into an evergreen webinar, and you can take that anywhere and everywhere across the globe. So one of the key challenges I find with the live webinars is, okay, well, how do I sort of service Australia, the US and the UK and Canada at the same time, because that's where our clients come from. That's how we've sort of grown. And it's very, very tricky, extremely tricky to get a, you know, a reasonable time for everyone to be able to watch. So evergreen webinars are great, so people can just watch. And if you've got evergreen webinars, because, you know, I'm very big on building really good strategic partnerships with JV partners, not so much affiliate partners, but JV partners, because they're two different animals, JV partners and affiliate partners. And a lot of people don't realize that. But if you've got evergreen and webinars, then they can slot them into their calendars, their promotional calendars, anywhere that they've got a slot. Whereas if you're, you know, I love doing the live webinars, don't get me wrong, but it, you know, it takes a lot more planning with your partners to get them into their calendars. So, like, for example, we've nearly filled our 2026 calendar already. So
right, with webinars.
With partnerships with our strategic partners, and we're actually doing a summit in February. So we've got a lot happening at the moment, and so basically January and February are just full on for us with the summit and things that are going on. But one thing you've got to be careful with JV partners when you're getting really good partners is your partners can't promote the same webinar every month to their list or to their audience and their network. So you've got to strategically position it over the period of a year, where you're keeping everyone happy, and you can reciprocate on that as well, because it's really important that it's a win-win situation. So it is important that you actually plan that out really well, because if you don't, what you end up doing is actually just, you know, really hitting your list with a huge barrage of emails. Which brings me to another thing. If you do have months like that, and I've had months like that where we've ended up in the situation where we have got a lot of promotional things going out, there are two key things you can do, and one of them you should do all the time anyway, and that is communicating with your list. So when we were just going through that recently, I communicated with our database and said, hey, apologize in advance. I've got some really good stuff coming up. It's all free, but there are going to be a lot of emails that are going to be coming your way with free opportunities, and I just wanted to let you know. And I watched what was happening with our list after I did that, because then a lot of emails went out, and it didn't affect our unsubscribe rate at all. So that was really good.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially letting people know that that's exactly what's happening. I love that, because again, that what you're offering is free and opportunities for people to learn things, which is really important. Also,
yeah,
yeah, that. So what's the difference between affiliate and JV, just for people listening?
Okay, so an affiliate partnership is a one-way transaction. So, say for example, if you're an affiliate partner of mine and I was promoting your services, then you would be paying me a certain amount of commission, and I would just promote that, and there wouldn't be anything that would actually come back from that, or there wouldn't be any reciprocation going on. Whereas a joint venture partner, there is reciprocation there, and there'll either be a commission paid by both parties, and there'll be agreements as to what will be promoted and the type of things that will be promoted, and what the commission levels will be on that from any conversions and sales. But in saying that, we also have joint venture partners that we don't, when money doesn't change hands, but we just reciprocate on things. So that's a really good thing that you can do. And some larger, more established businesses with big databases, they get caught up. Not all of them, but a lot of them, yeah, I'd say a few of them get caught up on what I call vanity metrics. I've got a list of 150,000, so you've only got a list of 10,000, so I'm not going to play with you. So one of the key things you can do, one of the key strategies you can do, is offer to be an affiliate for them, where you'll promote their whatever they're offering, or a part of it could be just a lead magnet to your list. And over time, you build that relationship to the point where eventually they're going to say yes to promoting you because you're doing such a great job for them. And it gives you the opportunity to actually build some revenue along the way. So I think it's very important. People don't know what they don't know when it comes to JV partners and affiliate management. And it's really important that they are managed in such a way where, there is other ways to do things versus, well, it's just not, we can't work together. So you've got to try and find a way to work together. And with some people, you never will do that. But with other people, you will do that over time, because the main thing is to build that relationship over time. And you've got to make sure that when you're going through and you're working with new joint venture partners, that they're actually delivering on what they say they're doing. They are actually sending when they say they're going to be sending for you and promoting you. And also the back end management of that takes a lot of work, in the sense of you've got to be watching the clicks that are coming through. And the main reason your clicks will be low generally when you've got a JV partner are one or two things. Their list is terrible, which is very possible. Doesn't matter how big it is. We've got some brilliant partners that have very small lists, 1,000, 2,000 people that have, really good conversions from them, and they do the same. Either their lists are shot or they're not sending out for you. So you can see by the clicks. Or another reason that could be, like, we had one client, I'll give you an example, JV partner, and he's in the UK. And we got 2,000 clicks through from a couple of sends that he did, but no conversions. So that tells me straight away the list is not a good fit for us. And we worked out why it wasn't a good fit. So you've got to watch things, and you've got to just not presume things are working away in the background. And that's why we do our affiliate or JV partnership management services, because it is essentially an expertise, a job for an expert, and it's something that is nearly full time. So a lot of people think they can just hook up with people on LinkedIn and it's going to be okay and we'll have a few conversations. The same old thing happens. You're never going to find the right mix. You're never going to get there with the amount of really good partners that you need. And once again, you're getting dragged away from your business development and your zone of genius.
And that's an important thing to remember, is what is your business and what do you need to be doing? Again, I'll come back to that same topic again.
Yeah.
And it's all part of a strategy. I know we've talked about with the JV and the affiliate. And as I'm traveling, I've worked out an affiliate with a fold-up chair company and had some sales come through from that already, because I love the chairs. It was easy to talk about. and I'll continue to do so. And there's another product as well, which I'll need to get in touch with the person that sells them, because it's a product we use all the time in the caravan. It makes sense. It makes sense also to have business ones in the background so that there's possible income coming in and things set up automatically. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, smart thinking.
Yes, it's all, and things are automated as well. Well, those ones aren't. There'll be conversations around the campfire, or I have got another YouTube channel I've set up for when I'm traveling called The Wander Years Australia. And there's all
Okay.
things on there, because it's, yes, it's, but that's, again, it's this diversity of income. And that's such an important factor also when you're starting out, is not just what you're generating, but how can you generate different points of income. I know a coach I had years ago said that you need to look at nine different ways that you can earn money. Around what they are. And there might be from sales after a webinar, or it might be a online training course, or it might be a book that you sell, but looking at nine different ways of earning income, and figuring out then where you put your energy and how you, because the amount of people I know write books, I've written a couple of books, they're a brilliant business card, and I've had multiple publications of them, so, and I've sold lots of them. But they're not there to make a lot of money under any circumstance. They're just, here, look at me. I'm an expert. I wrote a book. They're a really fancy business cards. But people get really caught up with, this is going to make me millions. But it, you know, unless you're J.K. Rowling, it probably won't. It's figuring out a strategy to build your business. And webinars and JVs are a really interesting strategy that a lot of people don't think about.
No, they don't. And they don't think about how all the pieces come together and the different ways of actually making things work, with different offers at different levels, and how you learn after you get a little bit more experience with your webinars and that, how you can tweak them for different audiences and actually turn them into something that, you know, that other audience will want. And that's exactly what we did with our JV partner, where we got the 2,000 clicks. I actually turned the webinar on its head, basically, and changed the messaging in it and delivered it on a summit to that particular audience, and we got conversions. So it's a matter of how you can repurpose things as well to suit the market.
And a lot of that just takes test and trial and time also. Again, it's, what's the strategy? Just don't jump in and expect to do everything. Figure out what is the most valuable use of your time, and to get help to do things.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. We always finish off with three takeaways, Nairi, things that important that people need to remember from our conversation.
Okay, three takeaways. Okay, be focused in what you do. Okay, don't get distracted by other things around you. And even though you might go and attend a lot of different networking groups and have things put in front of you or watch videos online or, you know, event presentations, summits, stay true to your course. Okay, that's really important. When you do get more established, then you can, you know, probably start to think about, well, what comes next? But, you know, get the foundations right. Make sure that the key thing in anything that you're doing with your business, that there is good communication there with your clients and with your database. So communication is key, because that's how you build relationships, and that's how you'll make a difference in your business, is by being a person that is based on relationships. So I think that's very important. And make sure that you have a very strategic plan of where you're going over the next 12 months. And don't be tempted to throw other things in the mix, okay? Keep true to that. And that's why I use a promotional calendar, so I know what we're doing in the next 12 months. So I think that's really important.
Now, for planners and strategists like you and I, that is really easy for us to do. But then there's the visionaries, and then there's the people It's not quite in their wheelhouse even. It's, they're the ones that go, oh, shiny object. I am over there. I'm working with a client at the moment that it's exactly why he's working with me, to have someone that can help him strategize and plan. It's not that easy, but it's vital.
Essentially. It's essential. Otherwise, what you're going to do, you're going to end up with a big mess of nothing at the end of it and a lot of empty pockets.
Yes. Yeah, that's important to realize too. And that the other part is, I know, all the years I've been in business, what I do now, it's still the same essence of what I've always done, but it's not the same activities that I've always done.
No,
Things
done differently.
change. Mm.
Yeah, things change. And, even just keeping abreast of what's happening with technology and certain platforms and AI, just the more you get into it, the more confusing it can be for people. So yeah, just make sure that you really seek those experts, and finding good experts can be difficult. So really do your due diligence around people before you engage them for their services as well. And that's really important.
And talking about experts, how can people find you, Nairi?
Okay, so the easiest way to find me is I can give you a link to a couple of our lead magnets, and then you automatically will get my email address, and you can also get through those the opportunity to book a call as well.
Excellent. No, that's great. We'll have all of that information in the show notes. Because this is recorded so far ahead, I'm also popping the it up on my Facebook page with the link now so that people can do that as well. We'll make sure that we get that up there. Is there anything else that you want people to take away and remember?
Just have fun with what you're doing.
Ah, love
Have fun.
it.
Enjoy it. Live it.
That's the reason you got out of corporate,
Yeah.
is to create the lifestyle, get the income, but importantly, have fun and love what you do. And it is such an important aspect. If you forget that, then you may as well just go back and get a job.
Yeah,
It's a very,
exactly.
very different space. I was talking to someone the other day, and particularly just before lockdowns and COVID, she started a coaching business coaching business, and it just didn't take off, and ended up getting back a job. And I saw her the other night, and she was telling me she's doing something now with health and fitness. Her whole face lit up. It
Yeah.
was such a different, it was perfect, absolutely perfect for her. She was so excited by it. I loved it, and I can see that that's going to be successful because of the, it's not just something that she could do, it's something that she loves to do.
And so important, if your face doesn't light up when you're talking about it, then there's something seriously wrong. You need to rethink what you're doing and where you're at.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise and your knowledge. And I highly recommend that if anyone ever receives any emails from me with the information about the webinars from Nairi, to jump on or go check out what's happening. And as you said, there's a full calendar of different events happening for 2026. It's an exciting year, 26. I'm really looking forward to it. I think I'm particularly looking forward to it. I'll be traveling for 10 months of it. It's loving it, absolutely loving it. Thank you so much. And that's another episode of the We Are Women podcast. Remember to leave a review, whether you are watching this from a YouTube channel or you are listening on your favorite podcast channel. Go to JeaneVosper.com, book a strategy call. And as I say every single time, if I am not the right person for you, I have an amazing bank of people that I can recommend, highly recommend, who'll be able to help you achieve the goals that you are seeking. Wherever you are in the world, I look forward to you joining us next time. Bye bye for now.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Jeaneen's free ebook to avoid the 5 most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.